2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to read something to you. It says, a meat patty sandwiched between two fried ramen noodle buns. The ramen burger debuted in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, and there were people queuing up in the street for it. Would you please explain what on earth that's all about?
Oh, look, I think those New Yorkers have gone mad. They're queuing everywhere. Remember when I was in New York, I told you about the Cronut and how I'd gone down to the store in Soho where they were selling the Cronut, and I was told I had to come back the next morning. I went at midday. I was told to come back the next morning and stand in the queue, and I'd also told Mayor Bloomberg the same thing, and an actress last week was told the same thing. You've got to get there at 5 a.m., stand in the queue to get your Cronut. So now it's all happening over there in Williamsburg in Brooklyn at this Smorgasburg market, which has become a very famous food market where startups, you know, young people get started and they suddenly become famous. So the latest is this fellow called Keizu Shimamoto. He's originally from California, and he's developed this ramen burger. It's made, the bun is actually made with ramen noodles, and his secret, of course, it has to be secret, doesn't it? Shoyu sauce. The noodles come from Sun Noodle, a New Jersey-based ramen manufacturer, and apparently they soak up all the lovely, delicious juices of the meat patty. So it's not terribly different from, you know, your original burger, but the instead of the bun being made with bread or with potato, because in New York potato buns are very popular, it's made with these ramen noodles. Well, if you want to try one, you're going to have to go all the way over to Brooklyn to get one at the moment, but I imagine it'll catch on here, just as the Cronut fad has also come here, because Adriano Zumbo started to do a version of it. He's called it the Zonut. But all these mad food combinations, honestly. In the United States, Bell's Taco outlets have developed this taco waffle, which is filled, it's a waffle filled with scrambled eggs, sausages, and served with a side of maple syrup. Can't be too good for overweight people and people with diabetes. Burger King has developed, you know how we have surf and turf in this country? Well, now they've developed dessert and turf. Now, this is a vanilla soft serve ice cream with fudge, caramel, bacon crumbles, and bacon on the top. And in Melbourne, somebody, one of the cafes down there has developed this chocolate cauliflower gelato with whipped saffron cream.
That's ridiculous.
I just think it's just all gone mad. I do remember when I was at Smorgasburg, because we went over there one Saturday, and I was blown away by the number of amazing food stores selling extraordinary food combinations. The one that really blew me away, though, was the fried chicken with cheddar waffle. With, you know, this deep fried, it being dipped in buttermilk and then coated in crumbs or cornflakes or something, and then served with a side of pickles. But hang on, there was one other store there that completely blew me away. They were serving pie shakes. Now, do you know what pie shakes are?
Of course not.
Okay. Right, well, one was a strawberry rhubarb pie, you know, mixed with milk and then shaken up in the and served as a pie shake. Another was a shaker lemon pie that they put in the blender with milk. And another was a s'mores pie served with malt ice cream and milk, you know, whizzed up and served as a drink. Can you believe that? Pie shake.
There's a lot I can't believe. Did you also tell me that there was a woman who couldn't get one of those ramen noodle buns that was...
Oh, no, actually, that was down at the Cronut store in Soho. There's a photo on somebody's Facebook page of these two women rummaging through the garbage bin outside the or near the store trying to get hold of, you know, a leftover Cronut. It is crazy, isn't it? Particularly when we're... Every day we're being told about this increase in our diabetes and obesity in Australia and in the United States.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, just before, I hope you're not going to give us one of those recipes today. Just before we do, though,
okay.
Some time ago, I believe you had a little girl who came to one of your cooking lessons.
Yeah.
She was the daughter of Roger Davies. Now, this girl, Pink, who's got 48 concerts in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that her manager is called Roger Davies.
You know, actually, His wife booked his daughter, I think she was about 10 at the time, into one of my birthday classes. It was a few years ago, and they both came along, and they sort of watched the party, and afterwards I had quite a long chat to him, and to discover that not only did he manage Pink, but he was behind the success of Sherbet, you know, he chose that song for them that became so famous, How's That?
Yes.
And then he managed Tina Turner, and he got her to sing What's Love Got to Do with It. Janet Jackson. Olivia Newton-John, I know he chose the song Physical for. I don't know about Janet Jackson. But look, honestly, he was such a charming man, and I think that he is, you know, has a lot to do with the success of Pink, who to me sounds like a really lovely young woman. And there's a beautiful photo of her on her Facebook page with her little daughter, who's two, and her name's Willow, two-year-old Willow. And, of course, the tour is called The Truth About Love, and I think she's very much in love with her little two-year-old daughter at the moment.
Lovely story.
Gorgeous. And, I mean, look, she's been everywhere. She's been in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne. She's going to be back in Sydney at the beginning of September. And then she winds up sort of at the end of the first week of September, I think, in Brisbane.
She's already done 8 shows here. Unbelievable.
I know. Did you say 48 concerts?
Yeah. Yes.
Incredible. Yeah, no, and he's a really lovely fellow. I mean, I wish that more celebrities had managers like Roger Davies.
Because what is your recipe for today?
Okay. Well, listen, I don't want you to make a pie shake out of this, please. My recipe is for a rhubarb crumble cake. You can go to my webpage to find out the details of it. It's not difficult, but you make a cake at the bottom, put rhubarb in the middle and some apple and pear, which you cut up and peel and cut up.
And the
ginger and cinnamon. Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au. And don't forget about my kids' cooking classes coming up in the next school holidays.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.